Chapter 21. Nath snatched one arrow out of the air. Another splintered off his chest.
Gads!
Bazog cried out. The third arrow buried itself in Bazog's leg. The part elf crumbled on the ground. Nath rushed over.
Are you all right?
I'll be fine. Go!
Bazog said. Nath pointed his finger at Otterbone.
You'll regret this!
He dashed into the woods. He swatted an arrow away and made a bead toward the tree, in which sat the man who fired it. He jumped up high, grabbed the man's leg, and jerked him off the branch. The archer scrambled to his feet and reached for another arrow. Nath snatched the bow and snapped it in half. He knocked the man out. Arrows skipped off his back. He whirled and pounced 30 feet through the air into the trees.
How did you?
The archer said. Nath slung him to the ground. The last archer tried to climb away.
Where are you going?
Nath said, grabbing the man by the belt and hurling him downward. The man crashed on top of the other. Several men with swords ran beneath his feet, straight for the camp. Nath leaped out of the tree and ran straight at them. He slung one after another to the ground and held his laugh until they got up from the ground. He narrowed his eyes.
You should have stayed home tonight.
The gang rushed him. A man fell gasping for air. The next spun like a top to the ground. A jaw went loose. A man's eyes rolled up in his head. The last man's feet left the ground and he crashed out of sight in the forest. Nath headed back for the camp. Bazog and Brenwar were fine, but Otterbone was shaking.
My patience thins,
Nath said, picking him up by the collar and lifting him from his feet.
Have your nephew go and fetch my friend.
Otterbone coughed and sputtered.
You are fast, dragon. Very fast indeed.
Nath shook him.
Tell your nephew to get moving now.
He glanced at Bazog. The half-elf seemed hurt.
How's the leg?
Bazog's face turned clammy and a sheet of white. He fell onto his back. Nath let go of Otterbone and rushed over.
Bazog?
The wizard's eyes were weak, and his breath was thin. He started to say something.
Poison?
Nath whirled toward Otterbone, who had a thin smile on his cracked lips.
You are fast. But wise as a serpent you are not,
the sage said, pointing at the arrow in Bazog's leg.
You missed one.
Brenwar,
Nath said.
Get the chest.
The dwarf got off horseneck and punched him in the back of the head. The man sagged into the ground. Brenwar headed for the chest.
It will do you no good, Nath Dragon,
Otterbone said.
Only I have the cure for the bane that ails him, and I'll never tell without those crystals.
Nath's fires burned deep inside. His chest heaved. His nostrils flared. He fought the urge to turn the man to cinder.
I'll find a way, with or without you, sage.
Brenwar set the chest down and opened it up.
That won't help.
Otterbone warned.
He's been hit with poison, not magic. But a potion will probably heal his leg. Not that he's going anywhere.
Nath put a healing vial to Bazog's lips. Bazog sipped. A moment later, he coughed and sputtered. His violet eyes rolled up into his head, and his body went limp. Nath crushed the vial in his hand.
Cure him now, old man.
Old man, am I? I'm certain I'm not older than you. You are old, but you are not wise, Nath Dragon. So many decades you have wasted.
He shook his head.
You should have seen this coming.
I'll get the cure from him,
Brenwar said, stepping forward.
Brenwar, Bodergild, if only you used your wits as much as you used that hammer, you might not have ever been in this predicament. You or the young black dragon.
Why, you...
Nath stopped him with his hand.
I'll get the crystals.
Otterbone eyed him.
And?
And I'll give them to you, Nath said.
Now you are learning,
Otterbone said. Besaw groaned. The part elf looked miserable, sinking Nath's heart. As much as he didn't want to cooperate with Otterbone, he had no choice but to comply. He had to save his friend. And another thing bothered him, too, about Otterbone. The things the sage said seemed to voice concern, but deceit was often clouded in mystery.
Is there something specific about these crystals you want to share with me?
Nath said.
Or am I supposed to find this needle in the haystack without any idea of what the needle looks like?
Now I know you are committed,
Otterbone said, scratching the scraggly whiskers on his chin and combing his frosty hair back from his smoky eyes.
I've seen visions of these things. Three the size of eggs should suit me. Above, there are many common things and many terrors as well.
Like dragons?
Brenwar stated, folding his arms over his chest.
How do we roam the streets that are filled with dragons?
Well, what was your plan to begin with? Obviously, you were going to go up there,
Otterbone said,
and try to find a way to stop the dragons.
Bezog was going to help out with that,
Brenwar bristled.
And that's why we sent Ben into the city, to get some insight on what we're dealing with.
I'm a sage. I know these things already. Please don't repeat them.
Why, you...
Nath held the deep-chested dwarf back.
Get on with it, sage,
Nath said. Otterbone cackled.
All right, then. My, your patience does not match your longevity.
He sighed.
I know you want to free the dragons from the control of Barnabas. The stones of Jaxite are many that they use, but...
He held his finger up.
These are not that many.